Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us. I've got something to say. I want to talk to you about a very important person. You know, it's that time of year when we're reminded of the life of one of the most famous people in the history of modern civilization. I want to tell you about a little history and a lot of inspiration. Earthlings in every country on the planet have heard of the American who was born dirt poor in a log cabin on the frontier 211 years ago this week, actually today. Even if they don't know why, people know the name Abraham Lincoln. And for good reason. Besides being there are almost three dozen Lincoln monuments all around the world, there are over 600 schools, dozens of cities and counties, and no less than a gazillion states, park streets, buildings, and sculptures celebrating this great man's iconic name and countenance. As the 16th president of the United States of America, it's generally accepted that Lincoln's leadership during one of the greatest conflicts in human history was a profile in courageous genius. Even though the American Civil War was horrendous and the post-war era harsh, prolonged, and contentious, both of those resulted in the successful reassembly of the United States, sans slavery, with slavery in the rearview mirror. When you consider the blessing that the reunited States became to the world for the past century and a half, it's no leap of logic that Lincoln is recognized as one of the most important individuals in the history of Western civilization. As an unlikely leader, Lincoln was a risk taker, which makes his story especially poignant for a special group of contemporary risk takers. You, my friends, small business owners. At every waypoint along the ownership continuum from startup to locking up for the last time, Main Street business owners can draw strength and inspiration from the uncomplicated witness of Lincoln's scrupulous character and fierce leadership. But ironically, as much as Lincoln's accomplishments have set him on a lofty pedestal, it's his hard times, the rough times that he had, that have most inspired generations of both leaders and followers. Indeed, nothing less than respect and admiration manifests when one considers the long list of painful personal tragedies and humiliating professional setbacks and failures through which Lincoln persevered on the way to achieving greatness. For example, Lincoln failed in business in 1831 and again in 1833. Without the protection of modern bankruptcy laws, he lost every asset he owned, a horse and survey gear, and was required to repay 100% of the debt that he owed over 17 years, $1,000. It took him 17 years to pay that $1,000 back from his business failures. He was defeated for Illinois State Legislature in 1832. His fiancée died in 1835. He had a nervous breakdown in 1836. In 1843 and 48, Lincoln ran for Congress and lost both times. His U.S. Senate aspirations were no better, losing in 1855 and 1859. He ran for vice president back when they did that. He ran for vice president in 1856. You guessed it, he lost. His wife, Mary Todd, infamously, notoriously had a medical condition that manifested in mental and emotional instability. We still don't know why she was sick, why she behaved as erratically as she did, but her story is the story of legend, how she behaved and how that must have, wear, have worn on him. And he buried two of his four sons. Finally, in 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected president as America's House divided and dissolved into what he termed in his now legendary Gettysburg Address, a great civil war. Reading this list, hearing this list, contemplating this list of things that happened to him is in his life, not just in a year or two, but over his life, you would have to be overwhelmed in at least two ways. Sadness that any one person would experience so much misfortune, but also admiration that in the face of such adversity, business failure, political failure, loss of life, a nervous breakdown, for goodness sake, that anyone could recover from all of that to accomplish so much on the way to greatness. Well, folks, as the new year unfolds, if you're ever tempted to whine because the world licked the red off your candy, look at that list of Lincoln setbacks again. Reread that list. Political, business, personal, defeat, humiliation, and visceral loss. And after that, you're likely to feel two other emotions. Shame that you allowed yourself to lapse into a self-involved pity party, and renewed perseverance. Now realizing that, like Lincoln, every day you get to work on your business and your life could be the day you turn the corner and win the war, or win the election, or win that customer. Every day that you've got that you can move forward is a day that you could turn the corner. Surely that was the way Lincoln thought of things. Lincoln taught us that the difference between bold accomplishment and painful setback is often summoning the courage, character, and diligence just to persevere, just to show up one more day. So let his life, the good and the unfortunate, inspire yours. Who knows? It might lead you to inspire others on the way to achieving greatness. And this is one last really important point I want to remind you about. We have to remember during all of this, another thing that was legendary, Lincoln's humor. Even during his most trying times, Lincoln's humor is also the stuff of legend. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.